Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Have you ever asked the question? You probably have. Why is everything in the world seemingly upside down? Evil is called good, and good is called evil. It seems as though that politically no one can tell the truth, and those that tell the truth, the some few that try and do, they are jumped upon by such vicious forces that it's almost unreal. We have so many things going on in the world, chaos, confusion, crime, all of the evils that are in the world. We have natural disasters coming upon us. And how did we get this way? Is this what God originally intended? Of course not. But we know that because of the sin of Adam and Eve, all human beings have a nature that tends to evil and is deceitful. And that's because Adam and Eve believed the lies of Satan, the devil. And from that time to this, the whole world has been under Satan, the devil, with the exception of those people that God deals with. Now the whole world is becoming more and more and more under the influence of Satan, the devil, because even those people that have the Bible and claim to follow the Bible do not do so. As a matter of fact, they believe Satan's lies. Now, he's called the God of this world, as we saw last time. And how did he become the God of this world? By human beings choosing to sin against God. And every time you choose to sin against God, you're not serving God. You're serving Satan. So let's look at why the whole world, most individuals in the world, and remember, as we covered several times here, many times in the scriptures, it shows that things get so evil that in many cases it gets down to one man. One man. So that tells you something very important. The majority of people are rarely right. Mostly, they're wrong. Now, you look at the political scene today and you see this. You see some people who are valiantly trying to bring some truth to the political system in the United States of America. But every time they do, the press and the media attack them viciously. Why? Here we are at the brink of major changes in the world, and people are looking to political solutions. Rather, they need to look at the spiritual causes and understand a great principle here, which you need to realize, which is this. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot solve spiritual problems by political means. You cannot solve spiritual problems by war. You cannot solve spiritual problems by increasing the number of police. You cannot solve spiritual problems by electing someone from the other party. They may be better, they may be worse. But you see, we are dealing with spiritual problems. And what is the number one spiritual problem in this world? The deception of Satan the devil and the worship of him instead of the true God. Let's see how the Bible defines this. And we will also see that Satan the devil uses men. And there are those who worship him. Some knowingly, some unknowingly. the international elite of this world, who are the physical people who control the world politically, religiously, and economically, knowingly worship Satan the devil. The greater masses of the people do not knowingly worship Satan the devil. So let's see what the Bible tells us about this great conspiracy. And whenever someone who is involved in the conspiracy, which is Satan's conspiracy, and they hear someone talk about a conspiracy and liars, oh, they put it down and say, oh, you know, you're some sort of wild nut. You're some sort of right-wing kook. Well, is it true or is it not true? See, that's what you have to ask. And here at Church at Home, because things are so bad in the churches, and we'll see how bad it really is here in just a minute, that you have to go to your Bible, read and study your Bible, and you have to pray to God in your home because you can't trust the churches. So let's read it. Revelation 12 and verse 9. And a great dragon was cast out. That's when there was the war in heaven that we saw with our last episode of Church at Home. The ancient serpent goes clear back to the Garden of Eden, who is called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving the whole world. Now, I want you to look at that statement there, because that is telling us it is active present tense participle, is deceiving the whole world. Now, you need to understand that means the whole world. The only ones who are not deceived are the few that have the Spirit of God. Now, since we're here in Revelation, let's come over here to chapter 14 and verse 12. Right at the end time, it's talking about the saints. Now, the saints are not those who supposedly are in heaven, as declared by the Roman Catholic Church. Saints are those who have the Spirit of God. They are physical human beings who are alive. You look at the Roman Catholic Church, and they have all these saints going around the top of the colonnades of St. Peter's Basilica. And those are idols. People look at the whole setup of the religions of this world, and it's all idolatry. And idolatry marks where people worship Satan. Because the second commandment said, you shall not make any graven image of any likeness of anything that's in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters under the earth, and you shall not bow yourself down to worship them. Now, why don't you use that as a guide to begin to understand where the deception lies? Revelation 14 and verse 12. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are the ones who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, all of you Protestants out there who think the law has been done away, and that's a lie. That is a lie. Because Jesus said, don't think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill, and that means to fill to the full. Now notice, the ones who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. That's important to understand, because it takes faith to keep the commandments of God. Question, do you keep the commandments of God? Or do you pick and choose which ones you're going to keep? Well, aren't you righteous? That's Satan's sin. That's Adam and Eve's sin. And they went one step further, and they decided to determine for themselves what was right and wrong, good and evil, rather than listening to God. Revelation 14 and verse 12 tells us of the ones who are not deceived. Now, do you consider yourself, you're not deceived religiously? Let's follow this up with something, because we'll come back here to Revelation again. But let's follow this up with something that the Apostle John also wrote that's important to know, that's important for you to understand concerning the Word of God and the measurement of how you need to be as a Christian. And the first step to getting rid of deception in your life is to believe the Word of God, believe Jesus Christ, and begin to keep His commandments. Oh, but that's going against the grace of God. A lie. Do you think the Apostle John, who was the apostle that Jesus loved, would write a lie? Do you think that Jesus would inspire His apostles to write lies? Well, every church that claims you don't have to keep the commandments of God has done exactly that. That doesn't come from God the Father, Jesus Christ. That comes from the God of this world, Satan the devil. Now notice how John clarified it, because we're going to see there are many false prophets out there, many false ministers, all kinds of messages that they take away from the Word of God and add to the Word of God, misinterpret the Word of God, throw away the Word of God, and then present themselves as how good they are and what a wonderful message that they have. All right? 1 John 2, verse 3. Here's what he wrote when they had a lot of false prophets, antichrists coming, that is, the ones who were deceived by Satan the devil, coming in to the assemblies of the churches of God. Because Satan likes to come in and deceive. Says he's deceiving the whole world. Active present tense. So then how do you know if you are being deceived or not? How do you know when you go sit in a pulpit on Sunday morning, and if you do it on Sunday morning, you're already deceived? Because nowhere does the Bible teach keeping Sunday, or that it was changed. Notice what the Apostle John wrote. 1 John 2 and verse 3. By this standard, we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. Now notice that word, if. How does that apply to you? And by keeping the commandments of God, no one is going to justify himself for eternal life. But keeping the commandments of God is a prerequisite in order to understand the Bible and understand what God is doing, and to come into a relationship with Him so you can be under His grace. We just read back here in Revelation 14 and verse 12 that they keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. And that is a prophecy of what? The end times. And the end times is what we're living in right now. Notice verse 4. The one who says, I know Him and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Who is the father of lies? Satan the devil. Read that again. The one who says, I know Him, I know Jesus, and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, they may appear very nice, they may have good personalities, they may have a huge following, but the truth is not in him. So you take the very first test. The two test commandments are, second commandment with idols, the fourth commandment, keeping the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday today. Now, we've got an article that you need to download. It's entitled, A Sabbath Sunday Controversy You Have Never Read, written by a Catholic archbishop who correctly tells the Protestants that if you're keeping Sunday, you're following the Roman Catholic Church. Because in the Bible, there is no evidence at all to keep any other day than the weekly Sabbath. Now, you have to have more than just the weekly Sabbath, because there are some who keep the weekly Sabbath, like the Seventh-day Adventist, and we're not Seventh-day Adventist. By the way, Christian Biblical Church of God is not Seventh-day Adventist. They understand about the Sabbath, but they've got so many of the other Catholic doctrines within their doctrinal beliefs that they only have one foot in the door. Sabbath is not enough. Sabbath is a start. Listen, what God is doing, he wants to grant us eternal life. And the whole Bible is an education for that. And we need the Spirit of God, which he only gives to those who obey him. So what we are doing, we're using the scriptures to see and answer the question, have I been deceived? Are you willing to do that for yourself? Everyone claims they want the truth. Oh, but when it comes down to getting rid of this lie or that lie or that belief, well, I can't do that. Really? Let's go on. Verse 5, on the other hand, if anyone is keeping his word, notice that, is keeping, present tense, his word. And his word is, as Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Do you? If anyone is keeping his word truly in this one, the love of God is being perfected. Quite an interesting statement, isn't it? Do you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul and being? Really? Whom do you worship? Whom does the world worship? In the Christian world, whom do they really worship? Well, I'll show you a little later. It's not God. They think it's God. But they are worshiping Satan, the devil, who's the god of this world. Now, someone's surely going to say, this man is an idiot. No. I'm telling you the truth. Just like we covered last time, whatever people have been deceived over centuries and generations and have accepted lies as truth and truth as lies, then when someone brings them the real truth from the Word of God, he's viewed as a raving lunatic. Isn't that the same tactic that Satan has always used against those who try to bring truth? Yes, indeed. Do you have the love of God being perfected in you? Is that what you're striving for? This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. I challenge you, I dare you, I defy you to take any one of the Ten Commandments and show me which one is not right and good and true and from God. You can't do it, because you're taking Satan's side when you do, and you're calling God the Father and Jesus Christ liars when they are not. And you're calling the Word of God a lie, which it is not. So what kind of upside-down world do you live in? Now notice what he says here. By this means we know that we are in him. Are you in Christ? What is the means that we know? Keeping his word, keeping his commandments, having the Spirit of God. Verse 6, try this on for size. Anyone who's a minister, priest, or teacher, supposedly Christian, you try this one on for size. Verse 6, anyone who claims to dwell in him, that is, you are in Christ, Christ is in you, is obligating himself also to walk even as he himself, Jesus Christ, walked. Now, do you understand what that means? Let me give you an example of a religious deception that is gripping many, many fundamentalist and evangelical churches today, which is this. In Romans 15, it says, Jesus Christ was a minister to the circumcision. Now, some brilliantly inspired liar has come along and said, well, since he was a minister to the circumcision and not to the uncircumcision, and we are all Gentiles today, everything that Jesus taught, we don't have to do. We don't have to worry about the four Gospels and the book of Acts applying to us. Maybe some of the book of Acts. That is a lie. All right? How did Jesus walk? Perfectly. Did he ever sin? No. Did he ever teach anyone to sin? No. Anyone who claims to dwell in him is obligating himself also to walk even as he himself walked. Is that what you do? Is that what your church does? Is that what your minister or priest teaches? Or to what degree have you been deceived? How many lies do you actually believe? Because Satan the devil is the father of liars, John 8:44. And the truth has never dwelt in him except to twist it and turn it. Now let's come over here and see something concerning the great world political power that we're now seeing the foundation of being laid because of all of the chaos and economic and political and religious upheaval that we see in the world. Revelation 13 and verse 3, the whole world was amazed and followed the beast, and they worshiped the dragon, that ancient dragon, Revelation 12:9, who gave his authority to the beast. The whole world worships the beast. What is your religion? What do you believe? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ or a disciple of Satan the devil? Either one or the other. Now, there may be degrees where some people are more deceived than others. But what are you? What is the dividing line? The dividing line is the keeping of the commandments of God and the Spirit of God combined. And they are the ones who have come out of this world. Though we live in the world, we're not part and parcel with the world. We are waiting for the kingdom of God. We are growing and changing and overcoming, developing a relationship of love between God the Father and Jesus Christ. So are you part of the whole world? Do you worship Satan the devil and don't even know it? Now, those are some pretty hard and tough questions, but we're living in difficult and hard times, right? Are you willing to face the reality and truth of the Bible? You need to do that if you want a relationship with God. You need to do that so that you can have your sins blotted out and forgiven when you repent. You need to do that so that you can be baptized and receive the Spirit of God and truly become one of God's, rather than one of the God of this world. Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our website, cbcg.org. And until next time, this is Fred Colter saying, so long, everyone.